Welcome to the Debrief Podcast.
Yay! Yay! It's my favourite podcast.
It's my favourite podcast. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Jessa.
And we are, together we are, the podcast sisters.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Quick one this week.
What's this week's podcast on, Tessa?
How to be an absolutely smashing housemate.
Oh, I don't think I want to partake in this.
Well, that's weird because you insisted this was the topic.
I know I did. It's because it's close to my heart, but I don't want to talk about it because it makes me sad and stressed.
Okay. I feel there's a lot to unpack there.
Sort of like the periods one last week with you. Do you remember when we unpacked that? Now yeah. You can unpack me.
Thank God.
Like a suitcase. Mm.
Why do you think you wanted to choose this as a topic?
Because I think we must always turn towards the things that give us the most pain.
Ooh.
I'm like, Jesus.
Okay, well, saddle up, everyone. Who's to say where Stevie's at emotionally and physically this week?
Oh, it's quite all over the place.
It's touch and go. I'll not lie to you all. So we'll do our best.
But housemating. Oh, that do you want to like having sex in a house? Housemating.
Oh, I had never even thought of that. But
that's when you have sex with a housemate.
Oh,
I just coined a
that's
great
good
term.
Stuff. I was going to say that we put our house on spare room last year when my housemate moved out, and our criteria was like male, very good looking, very funny, ideally in some kind of band, creative endeavors. Four abs.
Yeah, why not?
Why have you picked four abs?
Because I thought that was the amount of abs you have, which shows how many abs I've seen, including on myself.
I think you can have... Tom, how many abs can any person have?
I wouldn't have a clue.
See, it's quite tricky.
Yeah, but at least
so how many do you know?
Well, we know for sure it's called a six-pack.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So...
Oh, yeah, but okay. But you've got to have...
I've seen, like...
You can't have a six-pack.
Like a xylophone washboard, you know? Like...
On
the pictures.
Okay, fair enough, yes. But I don't equate that with like real life. So
yeah,
I think
so
a four pack
you,
would be very exciting.
We'll settle for a four ab. Absolutely stupid.
Four ab minimum.
Four ab mims. Mins. Four ab min. Good arm. Good arm.
Just one arm.
Good arm.
One good arm. One has to be made of wood or plastic.
Four arms.
One has to be recyclable.
Four abs. One good arm. One recyclable, compostable arm. Be in a band. Like,
yeah. Very specific. Was there filters for all of this?
Yeah. Quite tricky, as it turned out. They just said, like, smoker or no smoker at the bottom.
Of course, yeah.
But we knew that what we wanted.
Yeah.
And then as the time went on and we got closer and closer to needing to find somebody, the, like, criteria went down and down and down until eventually it was just, like, can pay the rent.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll stay here. But you had some crazy people came around to look around the house, and, like, sometimes you wanted to open the door and just immediately be like, no. And just close
your vibes
like,
are wrong.
I'll just save us all this time of like going around because you're absolutely crackers.
Sort of like dating, I suppose, when like someone sits down and the way they say hello, you're like, oh, this is going nowhere. I've got to sit here now. For
yeah, I'm contractually obliged to share a drink with you, but we all know. We all know.
Everyone in this bar knows.
It's amazing, isn't it? Right, come on then. What have you done that's adulting?
Oh, I've
given
up.
You look like a homeless person.
I really
what
do.
What a sass, but you do.
I haven't slept for a long time. I'm going through one of my famous insomnia bouts where I'm normally really horrible to everyone, but today I've just been a bit useless. That's not my adult thing. But what I mean is, subsequently, my adulting has been very poor this week because it's just been about, oh, get up and move around. And my bar is so low. My bar is subterranean. I'm currently operating underground.
Well, I want, yoga with Adrienne, that you can do on YouTube. She said, well done for getting on the mat. And it's okay if all you did today was breathe.
Oh, it's not okay though, is it? But I'm at that level where it's like, great, yeah.
And you're like, fair sometimes enough. That's all we can achieve.
My adult thing is that I've known for, I'd say, 2 years now that wine makes me ill. And I'm not talking like, wine, it makes me ill. I feel really like woozy and then the next day I'm sick. I mean, like, it gives me a really bad tummy and I just know that when I drink wine over other stuff, it's just bad for me. I think quite a young person's thing is to be like, cool, I'll just keep, because I like wine. Like,
right.
Fine. So I've given it up.
Oh,
and I haven't drunk it in, I can't remember the last time I had a glass of wine. And I've replaced it with heroin, which is the adultest of all the drugs.
No, okay, well, no, it I does haven't. Explain a lot about you.
Oh, stop it. Can we just please? I haven't slept. Please. Just, oh.
Please.
You're doing so well.
No. Okay. Don't need your sympathy. Because
what
we've
do you want?
A donut. Let's be honest. That's what I want. A big donut the size of my face. No, I've replaced it with the most, I would say, boring of all the drinks.
A Schlur?
No, it's alcoholic. Good God. So a vodka soda lime.
Oh, right, fine.
Which is like, well, exactly, absolutely fine. Was
basic.
Quite depressed when I first started like going to places and being like, ah, the vodka soda lime, please. Have actually got into it now.
Oh, right.
Figured out how I like it. Started to deviate a bit into the gin and tonics. You know, started to just basically, oh, it's so boring. It has actually revolutionised how I feel. And I do still get hungover, but it means I don't really drink as much as well, because coming home being like, oh, a lovely glass of red. Different, being like, oh, some Smirnoff. It's a bit like, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Yes.
Chill
I
out.
Understand. It does feel, wine is very much a gateway.
Tessa, what was your adult thing? Can it beat that?
We'll give it a go. No. I know, I'm very proud of you. I think that's very good.
Thanks for acknowledging it.
That's a good step and like a good...
That makes me sound like I'm an alcoholic.
I think it's a good
I'm
step
not.
On the 12-way program. No, I think that's a really good thing to be like, oh, I'm good now, thank you.
Yeah, I'm done now with all this pain.
Yeah, exactly. I put myself through enough. Mine is... I bought a watch.
Oh, that is good. And I noticed that today. It's a nice watch.
It's not bad, is it?
No.
It was cheap as chips. It was from, you know where, my favourite place.
Primark.
Yeah. I'm ever so ashamed.
No, don't be ashamed.
No, I
think it's... Oh, let's get rid of the shame of Primark.
I think it's probably... It probably is quite bad.
How much was it?
Threepence.
No, how much was it?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, you've got to tell me. I'll just out. So tell me about your £5 watch.
No! Mean. I really like it.
I look like a homeless person.
It's got,
you
do,
are.
You do. Yeah, you are right. Touche. The strap is blue and the face is kind of like a rosy gold.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite smart. Anyway.
Very, very nice.
And then I keep telling people about it and then I go, I only got it to tell the time, which makes me sound mad.
What else would you
But
have?
I got it because on stage I can't tell what the time is.
Oh, of course. The U timing is...
Yeah.
Why do you get a digital
because
watch?
Because I don't like them. And
okay.
I got a bit overwhelmed by them. And I didn't want to, like, you know, double press and then be, like, doing a... I was very afraid of doing, like, a split lap or something.
Sure.
Like
no one wants a split lap
right?
on stage.
You'd, like, no. I got myself really nervous that I couldn't tell quite what it was.
Right.
You know, and I would then be like, how long have I been here?
Have you considered the fact that you have to make your phone really big because you can't see it? So that, with no numbers, the same colour as the face.
Yeah, but guess what? What I did was I put all the hands to midnight, stopped it, and then when I went on stage, I started it. So I could tell.
Oh, my God.
I mean that.
This is not an adult thing that you've done. But it's great. It's
oh, dear.
Overcoming life.
I think
we've
really both dropped off a cliff.
We really have.
We've reached capacity.
Okay.
We can't.
This is the end.
This is the end for us. No, I think we'll get it back, but we're certainly in an adult trough.
We are, but this is only this week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, don't forget, you vacuum packed all your clothes.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that was great, even though your duvet was on the roof. We'll forget that.
Yeah.
Let's crack on to housemates.
Yes.
Just another uplifting topic.
If you're listening,
you're probably renting.
And you're probably living with other people.
Because the average age of first-time buyers is 33 in the UK. And
you're probably living with housemates, yeah.
Housemates are tricky.
Yes.
That's the end.
That's the end. Bye, everyone. Yes, they really are.
What's the worst housemate story you've ever heard of? I've heard a really bad one.
Go on, then.
I was gonna say, I don't know if it's too early to say this story. If you're on your morning commute, I'm sorry, it's really disgusting. A while back, I did a story for The Debrief about terrible housemates, and I don't think I put it in because I was like, oh, this is too grim. But I did.
I can't wait.
Put a call out on Twitter and Facebook and everything, and got a DM on Twitter from someone that I don't know, saying that she lived in a house where the girl used regularly over the year her electric toothbrush, as in the tenant used the person who DM'd me's electric toothbrush as a vibrator.
No.
For a year.
No.
And replaced it, as in like put it back on the shelf.
Yeah. No.
She got drunk and they were doing a thing of like, what's the thing you've done around the house? And everyone was like, oh, I don't know. I once used all of your milk. And she was hammered and she admitted it.
She had done it and on more than one occasion?
She'd done it consistently throughout the year.
That is...
And then they kicked her out of the house, as you, I think, is fine to do. So that was the worst housemate story I've ever heard.
That's horrendous.
It's dreadful, isn't it?
Let's just, I mean, presumably...
I think she said as well, I rinsed it. You're like, oh,
presumably
mama.
It was the handle end.
I didn't ask. I think that either end, it's gone closer to her vagina than you want your toothbrush to go.
Sure. Absolutely sure.
If it's the handle end still not fine, as is the jingle.
That's
for oral B.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. Oh, God.
Anyway, that's like a really high bar of disgustingness. So have you ever heard any housemate horror stories? The one thing I would say that I'm quite good as a housemate at is that I'm very tolerant of other people's shit. So I've lived in lots of houses and lots of sofa surfed, and then I lived in like a shared thing with people I didn't know. And the amount of times I'd be like, such loud sex. Mm. And then I'd come in late and go and microwave some soup. They'd be like, sorry, can you keep it down? Because I'm just microwaving soup. It's like, I wouldn't. And then they'd, you know, continue to absolutely bone away. And you'd be like, I won't say anything because it is their room. You're like, no, I have to say. Like, you should
yes.
say. Everyone should just, you know, accept that it's going to be gross. You're going to hear stuff. Even if it's not gross stuff, you're just going to be like in each other's way all the time. And the less like, oh, would you mind? The better.
The less passive aggressive you can possibly be.
I can't stand the passive aggressive thing.
Yes.
I've never had any notes, which is good. You know, the post-it notes.
Did you see the post-it note on our door?
Yeah, what does
the
it
one,
say again?
It's from not our housemate, but the people that live above us in... Above us, the people that live above us in the shared house, it said, could we make our house a little bit less welcoming to burglars by shutting the front gate? It's so unnecessary.
We are living too close to people.
Yes.
And you don't choose who you're living with often.
No.
You don't choose who you're living next to. And they're often a-holes.
Mm. Basically, we're all unspeakably selfish.
Oh, yeah.
But due to the financial climate, we can't have our own space. And therefore, yes. We've got to just find some kind of compromise.
Yeah, the walls are thin. Try and be quiet.
Get over yourselves.
Food. I'm
going to take a quiz I found on the internet.
Oh, no.
Is this pain because you believe yourself that you will score very poorly on this quiz?
I will score very poorly on this quiz, unless all the questions are things like, you know, do you try hard, you know?
Do you feel that you try hard?
I do try hard. I'm very often in situations where I'm like, oh, I didn't even think to do, I'm sorry. That's my standby.
Mm.
Oh, God, I haven't mopped. Oh God. It isn't because I've been like, hey, there's another classic Tuesday of not mopping.
Nothing ever. I think nothing ever comes from a place of malice, does it? From anyone.
It's just about learning
Except my passive-aggressive neighbours. The secret is to be with or near a person or to live with a person who's even worse at it than you.
Yeah.
So I think when you then see it, and that's not just for tidiness, that's for like anything that you think is a personal bad quality. It could be absolutely anything. The secret to fixing it, if you don't like it about yourself, is just to find somebody who has it even worse.
Then don't you just live in like a shithole?
No. Oh, it's a short-term thing.
Right.
It's just
sure.
to like kick your mind into being like, oh my God, is that what it's like when I do it?
That's interesting, yes.
So if you're always like a late person, so for you, when you arrive, then that's when the thing then starts. So
yeah,
you never
yeah.
are really waiting.
So true. When you arrive, the party starts.
Yeah,
but
because
you're not there for the hour and a half.
But once you become a person who is... So you're like, I'm a late person. You're like, oh, whatever. And then you meet someone who's even later than you. So then you're waiting for them. And then they arrive and they're like, sorry, I'm here. And you're like, oh my God, is that what it's like when I just show up and I'm like, whoops.
Oh, that has happened to me, yeah.
Or they text like 10 minutes before being like, I'm on my way. And you're like, I know you're not.
Yeah.
So then once you've seen it in somebody else or you've felt, you're like, okay, I'll never do that again.
That okay. is interesting. And I can see exactly how that would work as well. The other thing as well, like, so do you think you're a good housemate?
No.
Oh, right, okay. I've just been more vocal about it. I thought you just were thinking you were smashing
I think I'm
it.
All right. I've lived with my really good friend Kat, who doesn't listen, but she's gone to Australia now. We're a great pair, but I don't really know what I'm bringing to the table.
Right, I see.
You know,
what you mean, yeah.
And we also live with other people. She definitely is like do your dishes.
She can have a quiet word with you before it gets tense in the
yes.
whole house.
There is no That's like good. There is no like sit down chat, and like, it's never weird.
Oh,
it's
I
just
can't
Kat
deal with that,
it's
yeah.
just Kat being like, you've done this again, and me being like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what it's like living, because I live with my sister at the moment, and the moment I started living with her, it was like a real relief, because it was like, oh, she knows that I'm untidy. She's also untidy, but her boyfriend, Jordan, who we live with, is very tidy, so she's got really good at mm-hmm. that. She's just better at it now. And she will be like, can you mop? And I'll be like, oh, yes. Yes. Or like, please can you clean the fridge out, because it's your turn. Yes, I will.
But I think you maybe even do...
I don't get sad.
Maybe... you will eventually like live by yourself, and then the fridge will just become rotten of its own accord. Then I think it takes being like, people being like, the fridge is this, and you don't even see it. And then one day you will personally see your own fridge and be like, oh,
my fridge is bad.
My fridge is bad. And
fridge
then that's up to me to like look after and be precious about my things and stuff.
Yeah.
When we were showing people around our house, and Kat, and they would be like, what do you like? And Kat would be like, oh, I'm, you know, yes, I cook and I clean and with this. And then they were always like, what do you bring to the table? And I was always like, I do the recaps for the last Game of Thrones episode that Kat can't remember. And then I'm like,
crucial.
That's what I'm bringing.
Crucial, yeah.
But sometimes I think it hits a point where that's not enough.
Of course it does, because that isn't enough. And that's why...
It's never enough to be a great
that's
laugh.
That's why I'm paranoid, because I'm like, I'm an excellent laugh
yeah.
sometimes.
And we've probably hit the point where we've run out of time to be a good laugh.
Yeah, you've got there's only so much you can mask not hoovering with laughter.
Yes. So, what are our top tips to be better housemates?
Okay, things we've learned over the years. So, my first one was pointless, because it was going to be don't live with random people, but sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
In which case, keep all the mess to your bedroom. If you're really messy and you haven't quite clicked into that thing, just keep, like, if in doubt, take it to your bedroom. And
yes, sure. Obviously, like, keep your mess to yourself. But I think also then it's you have to go, like, one step back rather than, like, dealing with the dishes and be like, what's the quickest hack now to hide these and not get in trouble? You have to go even one step back and get yourself into a habit of being like, as you're cooking or as you have done this thing,
yes,
do the dishes. Like,
well, I lived with,
don't ever put anything on the side, just like get into the habit that you just do them straight away.
Yeah Yes, that is a good one. And actually, yeah, I lived with a very clean person, very tidy person. She had a rule where all dishes had to be done before bed. She was quite scary, and she had no problems being like, they're all done. So I did it, and now I am in that habit. Like, very occasionally, I still will be like, well, do you know, I'm going to leave them till like tomorrow. And then I wake up, I'm like, oh, I hate this. And it's a real punishment, because you're like, it's always better to do them the night before.
Yes.
Always, always, always better.
I'm going to put you down on this quiz question about how long is the acceptable amount of time to leave the washing up, as you can leave it a couple of days.
No, never a couple of days.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think I do that.
As long
ever.
As you do it before it becomes a health hazard?
No.
You
no.
can leave it to the next morning.
I think, yes. You know, if it's like a big party and it's really late, or it's like I'm knackered.
This is a good question. When do you take your clothes off the drying rack? When they are dry, when I need to wear them.
Excellent. Definitely when I need to wear them, or when someone says, can you take your clothes off the drying rack, please? I need to put my clothes on there.
I just leave them there as like a wardrobe.
Yeah, sure.
Dreadful business.
So bad. That is such bad business. And actually, that's fine to do again in your own room. So it becomes such a problem if you have a shared house, because people get really annoyed at you. Especially as well, if you leave your clothes, don't leave your clothes in the washing machine. Because then you
don't do that.
Yeah, but sometimes accidentally you'll like forget you've put a load on or something, and then like you come home and someone's like passive aggressively hung everything for
oh,
you.
Oh god, there's
like,
nothing worse.
You've been through my tighty whities.
You've been through my smalls.
You've been through my smalls and my delicates. Yeah, well that's one of the things, like setting alarms on your phone becomes really useful. Like setting alarms on your phone for when you put a load in to remind yourself before you leave to take it out. Because I don't remember. I go, ha ha, well, I've done it now.
Yes,
and then I walk off.
A good prize for you. Yeah. And then you don't take your laundry out again.
A prize.
Yes, you feel like you've got a prize.
I feel like I've got a prize. Yes.
Once you put it in, you're so thrilled to have done your laundry.
Yeah, right, okay. I thought you said that my tip deserved a prize.
No.
Like, it really doesn't.
No, your tip was just take your laundry out. But
yeah.
But it's the psychology of like putting it in, you're so thrilled, and you're like, gold star for me, but you forget that like you have to take it out again and do all the drying rag business.
Oh, I just thought of a really
yes,
good
please.
Random thing. So this is because obviously a lot of these are like just live your life properly, you idiot. If you feel like you are you know, maybe you've left your laundry out you've also had some friends around and you've left some dishes and there's been a comment or two, but you hasn't reached intervention stage.
Mm-hmm.
One day, just come home from work with a bottle of wine and some like bring something to the house.
Yes, yes, yes.
And don't do it as like a, I'm sorry because I let all my crap out. Don't mention it. Just remind people why they're living with you.
Yes.
If you don't have a reason that you're living with these people and you've never met them before in your life, who cares? That is a passive aggressive no. Oh my God, it's fine. You won't be there for much longer. But if you are friends, it's worth saving it before it gets to the gross note stage by like just implementing some fun, be a good laugh. Even if you don't fancy it and you just want to go to your room, be like, I'm going to suggest we all have a film night. Or like,
yes,
I'm going
to
suggest that we all go out to the pub around the corner and have a drink. Or like, you know, something nice. Because I think you can also live with people and you don't really see them.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, I mean, that's my thing. I'm never in and I don't quite understand what I'm doing. But I'm so
then, be lovely and nice.
That's my tip.
It's very good.
Thanks. Do I get a prize?
No, okay. Still no prize for you.
Okay.
But I'll let you know when you hit it. Question four. Could you locate the vacuum in your house in under a minute?
Yes.
Yes?
I can. And this is the first flat I've been
Yeah,
able to
I thought
do
so.
That.
This is what I'm about.
This is all good because people listening at home can be answering the questions in their head and you know what the bad answers are.
You know which one
we
is
don't
wrong.
Need to read
this
them
one
out
is about a housemate brings a person they're dating over for the first time. What do you do?
Get nude and fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm joking. I'm so glad we're not sponsored at the moment.
Should I put that on as introduce yourself politely and then make yourself scarce?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of what I do.
Hang around as much as possible and maybe follow them around a bit just to embarrass them. That still feels in that ballpark.
No, I don't know. I would actually just go hello and then disappear.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That's very reasonable. That's much more of like you're a psychological problem than a messy problem.
Yeah, or a housemate. You're just a weird person.
You're just,
yeah,
obviously leave those people alone.
Yeah.
I've heard a great urban legend about a guy going on a date that there obviously had been a bit of build up to because they knew who the housemates knew who the girl was that he was going on the date with, and then texting his housemates, she's coming back, like, please everyone, like, don't be a dick and like make yourself scarce. I want to impress this girl. So they found her Facebook, printed off in color photos of her, framed them and put them in his room.
So good.
Isn't that amazing?
Pranks are good.
Prank is a good
unless
prank.
You're in a house where people don't like pranks, which is, I'm not very good at doing pranks, but I love being involved in them. I feel so like a real sense of community spirit.
Yeah. I don't have the element of stealth in necessary for a prank.
You do get very excited.
As soon as I've thought of a prank,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yes, no, sure.
I'm telling you as I'm thinking of it.
Great.
Which is why I could never propose to anyone or like do any kind of secret or surprise.
It'd be
or, like,
so obvious within
would,
the moment.
I'd be a giddy.
So maybe do some fun pranks if you're feeling like you're not involved in what dreadful thing. You're getting on with your housemates.
I think if you've had some notes, if you're messy and you don't do the dishes,
don't do pranks.
Doing some pranks as a tip to redeem yourself is not the way to
okay,
go. You've run out of clean underwear. What do you do?
Oh, don't wear underwear.
Yep, that's
unless
an option.
It's a bra, and then
yes, your pants. Wear some dirty ones inside out.
Oh, no.
Steal some of your housemates.
Right. I can't wear someone else's pants ever. And there's one pair of pants I realised that are not mine and they've got into my cycle. And I did, but they look so similar to another pair of pants. And I only realised recently that they're not mine and I don't know whose I've taken. And it's one of those things that I know it's not Gina's because I've asked her. So it's like, oh, it's... So if you're listening and you're a woman and you've lived with me, I've got your pants. And I've worn them. I'm really sorry. But I think it's a really weird thing to do to steal other people's pants. It's been on their genitals.
Yes.
Just
I
in
think
case
we
you
guys
didn't know.
We can put the pants one. Do not steal your housemate's pants.
No, just wear no pants and then wash your trousers.
I think you either are as with all things, you're either a thief or the person who is being thieved upon.
That's true.
So,
ooh, well, what about
chances
food?
Are in your house you are like the person who's always like, they drink my milk, they use my razor, they use my shampoo, they use my expensive argan oil, that you stole my pants.
I had a boyfriend once who would come and stay around.
All right, God.
I had a boyfriend once. So anyway, the next question, please. I had a boyfriend.
All right. We get it.
one of my exes would come round and steal all of my housemates' like shower gel.
Steal it and take it away?
No, not take it away, but use loads of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was going on for ages. Because if you're going out with someone, it's sort of like you're culpable. So he just thought that I was doing it as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, mortified. One of my housemates' friend, his name's Sam's friend, told me. I didn't want to like drop my boyfriend in it. And it was just this horrible thing. It was like, who goes to someone's house and steals enough stuff that the person's like,
Knows my stuff
is going? I've lived in houses where we've had like separate butter, separate olive oil, separate salt and pepper. I find that really excessive, but I will join in with that in the sense that I will buy my own salt and pepper. I'm not joining in on theirs.
Yeah.
Because the mood is very much
I see
that
it's separate and I'm joining in.
Yeah, and I won't be listening.
I've heard the instructions. Here I come.
Here I come into your larder. But because I'm very like, fine, you can use my stuff. Like that's like, I don't mind if someone uses my butter or I'm vegan now, so just use it at your own peril. But when I wasn't, I didn't mind if people use butter or olive oil and things like that. I felt like there were certain things that are communal and then certain things that are yourself, like, you know, you've bought some really expensive sun-dried tomatoes that you really shouldn't have done. I don't want to come home and see that they're all gone because they were £6, that sort of thing.
Yes.
But I think it's very much like, go with the tone of the house, ask, very important questions to ask. So what's communal? Do we all have our own things? Great. And then I have my own cupboard? Great. And then you can gauge what other people are doing and don't use any one stuff if they're not open to it. Because that's the thing that makes people really obsessed.
Yeah,
it?
Of course. And again, it's that thing of like, you are either a thief or the being thieved, which is like...
Or you're sort of gently thieving on each other, which is what me and Gina do.
Yeah, that's fine because you're both gently thieving. But yes. I think when you have been in a situation where you have been thieved and you're like, oh, they took my stuff. Oh! That feeling of someone taking your things means that you then won't do that in the future.
That's very true.
It's that same thing about like, even if you have been a thief and then you... Because you're like, I don't have lovely things, but you do, so I should be entitled to them. Like, it's so extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, at uni I had... I bought... You know, you don't really have that much money. And I bought Ben & Jerry's ice cream, which is like such a luxury.
Such a luxury.
And I put it in the communal fridge with my name on it, like everyone else's. We went out and then got back and I was like almost shaking with excitement about having it. And of course, it was all gone. I think I like cried for about 4 days.
Sick, yeah.
I was fucking furious. Like, oh. But I have stolen people's food. But I often...
Yeah, so it's all coming round.
It's all coming round. But I
full
will
circle.
Still... If I've stolen someone's food, I will have... I text them immediately and go, I am so sorry. I'll try and replace it, you know, immediately. Sometimes you don't and then you just feel so bad. And especially if you come home drunk, that's when I've done it. Come home drunk and then I wake up the next day and I'm like, oh my God, what... I remember that cupboard was not mine.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what have I taken? How could I... Oh, it's bad. I hate that feeling. But I don't do that anymore. But that is a thing that...
Stop thieving.
Don't thieve.
We're just going to put a blanket rule on the thieving.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, but she takes me. Yeah.
No, cereal's the other one, isn't it? Sometimes I find it really difficult not to steal people's cereal.
It's hard, isn't it?
Especially if you really want it.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah, there's
especially
a lot
if you really want it. Yeah, that's the thing. You're like, oh, but it's so hard. Go and buy yourself some cereal.
Yeah,
like, just grow up.
Oh, grow up, not man up.
Grow up. Like, yes. Get it together and stop it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
What?
Bills. The next one's bills.
Oh, no, and then, this is why I'm a bad
I mean,
housemate.
I'm just going to...
I'm bad at that.
The final option here is ignore the situation until someone tells you what to do.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
That's... Yes.
Did you call? You rang? I am really bad at that.
That's me.
I'm really bad. I don't think I've ever set up a standing order in my life. This is 10 years of me being like, oh, I really should set up that standing order because I keep forgetting every month. Although, like, again, I've never once intentionally avoided paying something. I've heard of people who... you know, don't pay stuff and then never talk about it or pretend they have, or I'll just go, oh my God, and then go straight to a bank. That's kind of my vibe. Rent's fine, but like in terms of things like council tax,
yeah, it's just not
water,
something
you're just like, I don't think of that.
But again, it's like that thing that you're like, I'm scatty, I don't know about, and I'm not saying this is not, I'm saying like,
it's okay, I can take it.
But it's not like, it isn't. There wouldn't be a quiz on the internet if this
That's
wasn't
true.
A thing that people did.
Thanks, Jess.
This is not just us.
Thank
I'm
you.
Saying,
you're welcome.
I literally have had to text the housemate that I miss, my cat, who's in Australia, to be like, what am I doing about the water? Even though it's literally coming out of my account.
Yeah.
I need her to make the spreadsheet to say what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I 100% could do that myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely could sit down and like work
it
out.
It just feels overwhelming. So you're like, no, it's too much.
I'm literally paying the water. I haven't asked anyone else for money because I can't work it out and I don't I can't text her. You know, I mean, there's such a stupid position. And so I think it's that same thing about, like, if you're a late person, you're just like, whatever, I'm late, because the party starts when you get there.
Everyone else is fuming.
Whatever, I'm a scatty person. I don't pay the bill. Someone will tell me when I owe the money. You're like, sure, but someone else has put the work, someone else has waited for you. You've told a person that your time is more precious than their time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you've been like, when you've been like, I don't get bills, you've been like, no one wants to bother with the bills. Like, nobody wants to sit down and do that spreadsheet. We all have to grow up a bit and just pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and be like, no, I'm going to just be better at this now.
Yeah.
I just have to be better.
God, the tones really shift. I mean, quite serious, because it's a real serious topic.
Well, it is one of those things that, it started out being like, just some tips, and then was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Once again, it turns out there's something like way deeper underneath all of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's so hard being a grown up.
It really is. If you live on your own and you're making all those mistakes, then you're the one that gets burned. If you don't pay
thing,
you get fined.
Exactly.
I don't know. That wasn't really a point. Go on.
The next question was, where do you take off your shoes? Wherever, in my room, in the sitting room, in the hall.
That's actually a really good question.
Yeah, right?
I keep it to my room.
Do you?
Yeah. There have been instances where I've like looked and I've seen shoes in the living room, but then I will immediately take them away, because if that's a really easy thing to do, that to de-mess stuff. It's like, my shoes, looks nice now. So like pulling your duvet straight.
Yeah.
Oh, my bedroom's great.
Shoe thing, once you see someone else's shoes in the living room, you're like, how dare you leave a shoe?
Cretin.
A shoe here. You just threw your shoe
down. Old Mother Hubbard.
She lived in it. She didn't throw her shoes about.
Okay, I retract saying thank you and try to high five Tessa.
Still no prize. I will not reward you.
It's okay.
You must try harder. Like other people's hair or whatever. Whereas your own hair, you're like, it's beautiful.
And it will go everywhere.
And it'll go everywhere. And I don't mind putting it on the bathroom wall. Yeah, and again, it is that thing of like having to be with somebody who's even seeing someone else's gross hair and be like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And like seeing the other people's shoes and be like, oh, okay.
Hairy shoes,
the worst of all. The worst.
I think having a shoe rack is a lovely pipe dream that will never happen. Floor of the cupboard is for my shoes. And it's like, put them neat, put them in pairs. And then now, 6 months later, it's like, the mountain of shoes. Like, just shove them in.
Mm.
But as long as they're not on the shop floor, then they're fine.
Mm. Where's the shop floor?
Sorry, that's what you call when you're working in retail, which you clearly haven't. There's the back room, the stock room, and the shop floor.
Yeah,
which
but
is
in
where
the context of your house.
Yes, the back room, stored away. The shoe cupboard on the shop floor, open to the general public.
Oh, that's the living room, is it?
That's just anywhere that isn't your own private space.
Yes, only display items on the shop floor.
Oh, okay. Display items. Never worked in a shop in your life.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, they are. It was excellent.
Thank you.
I'm blown away and breathless. Right. Any more tips with the quiz? Because that's
no.
That's
I,
giving
was,
us good,
I got some of them I didn't like, but I got 72 points. And I'm a pretty good housemate.
So you've just been doing...
Well, I was reading the ones that were fun to you.
Okay.
And the ones that weren't fun.
What just the ones them... that weren't fun?
Do you think pots and pans are communal?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah, but they are. So I should put yes.
Yeah, but some people might think they're not.
They are.
Well, you've got to ask, are they are? Is that the correct answer?
Yeah. Do you think pots and pans aren't communal?
No, but I would always question, you know, I think olive oil is communal, but a lot of people don't. I'm horrified when I see more than one ketchup in a fridge, because I'm like, that is such a waste. We can all be using the same ketchup. But again, other people don't. So
who am I
to dictate? What if one of you is vegetarian, one of you isn't? And the frying pan is always covered in bacon fat or has a smell of like meat.
Well, they're supposed to wash it.
So sometimes it doesn't wash particularly well, especially if it's really ingrained,
right,
you know?
Right.
Or like
okay.
oven stuff when you're like, oh, I'm going to cook my vegetarian quiche. And the only thing is full of meat. And you're like, oh, I suppose I'm going to die now.
Right.
Quiche or death.
Those are the options. I don't really
care. I understand.
Do you make tea with a tea bag? But I know that you don't, so therefore the question was about, like, if you made a cup of tea, what do you do next? And then option one was leave the tea bag.
Pour it over your housemate. Yeah. Drink it.
Drink it. Pour it on your housemate. Pour it on the shoe. Yeah. Over the shop floor. No, it was saying, like, after you've made it, do you leave the tea bag and spoon on the counter?
No.
Yeah, so I'm saying that is a question. Oh, that was an option that they've... Great. That's option
well,
A.
Well, I wish... Because all the questions you asked me, I was failing. I wish you'd asked me some of these absolute bangers. I would have sailed
well, you
through.
Said no. And what would you do with your tea bag?
I put it in the bin.
But you don't make tea, so this is sort of... This
I
is
make
all,
tea for other people.
Yeah, but this is sort of academic because you don't make it enough. I'm sorry, I just refuse to give you a prize.
This is really mean. No, you're right. I put it down my pants.
What right. is your perspective on finishing the loo roll etiquette?
You should always be the one to go and buy it, but I'm not. I always lose track. I buy loo roll. Do you think cleaning schedules, tidying schedules, those sorts of things, are they integral to a house, useful to a house, or like, oh, that's just going to cause a lot of stress?
I hate them, but I have never successfully lived anywhere that had one, or no one's ever even tried to instigate it.
This is the thing, because we've got one, which I think is sort of necessary because, like, so we've got, like, a list of all the jobs that you don't think to do, you know, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of literally anything, but dusting or, like, bleaching a thing or, oh, that, you've got to take that out then, or all that sort of stuff. For example, I'm in charge of the living room and kitchen at the moment, Junior's in charge of the bathroom.
How's it looking?
I mean, pretty crap, if I'm honest.
If we're
I'm trying
honest.
My best. But yeah, it's good to know that you... This is my thing that I'm doing this month, so there's not really an excuse, and you mm-hmm. can't just be like, oh, I forgot to mop, which is the reason that this was integrated, because I keep forgetting to mop. But it just causes constant stress. So we're always apologising to each other every time we see each other about, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't done the bathroom again. You're like, mm. it's fine, I don't care. Like, so it's one of those things that I feel like it sounds great, but I feel like it's really moot. Like, I think actually when you have one, you just cause loads of arguments because people aren't sticking to them. But if you don't have one, then there's always going to be one person in the house who isn't doing anything.
Yes. How do you feel about that person who isn't doing anything?
Well, it depends. Because if that person is in all the time and isn't doing anything, I think, yeah, that's not great. If the person is out a lot, so then therefore isn't doing anything, then I think, so that's my thing often, is that I think a schedule is useful because then I can come in and be like, right, I've got an evening, I've got to help around the house, but I haven't been around to notice the stuff. So I'll be like, right, I'll do that one. And I'll just do one of the things, like clean the fridge out. Or, okay, I've got to clean the oven twice this month. Well, I've done it once, I'll do it. But it is a bit stressful.
I would say the thing is like that you just take like one day a week where you're like, this is, I'm going to do all of the house, you know, like I will just do all the things on this day.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's like your day in the rota or whatever.
What, all of the things in the whole house?
Yeah.
That's quite tricky to do that in all in a day.
No.
We think about, you got the kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom.
Yeah.
Maybe another room.
Your living room.
The zoo area.
Yeah, but if it's
the
like...
The menagerie.
Yeah, and it takes a couple of hours and you like... But even if you're... Like, it shouldn't be a huge amount of mess if in a week, you know?
Yeah, true. But that's, again, one of those things like the schedules where it's like, sounds really great to how many people have an entire day free that they can just do all of the housework in one go.
I thought it was a good idea.
I'm sorry, you're not getting a prize.
Okay.
It's possible that I'm just being mean because you've said that my tip wasn't good. I like, all these ideas are great, as they say in Love Island, on paper, but they're not, it's really, really, really tricky to instigate. So it just feels like you just have to like crack on as much as you can and try and muddle through, but you should have some sort of schedule so you can at least go, well, that is kind of what I'm supposed to be doing. I sometimes will walk into the kitchen and be like, well, I mean, I know obviously things like I should do the dishes, wipe the sides, but there will be things like doing the oven or like getting new sponges. There's too many things to sort out all at once.
I think all our things have been very much like for the people who are the ones on the receiving end of the notes. Like these have all been like,
yes,
be a bit better.
Yeah.
And also I think, like my thing about the toilet roll was going to be like, just man up and, just grow up and buy the toilet roll. Just do it. Like regardless of who else is buying toilet roll, even if you think it's just you and you're like, it's only me. Like shut
it's like,
up.
It's like a pound.
Buy the toilet roll. Like don't make a scene. You've been what bad in the past. This is where you're at now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to the people who are the, who have always been good people, who have always been clean and tidy and are furious with everyone else.
Yeah.
What's the top tip for those people who are always writing the notes or always cross?
You gently remove the stick out of your fucking mouth. I'm joking.
It has to be like, they're equally trying their best, you know, with having to live with scatty people.
Which is way worse.
Way worse, because they're the people who are like, here I am, I'm on time, I'm tidy.
Well, then schedules and things like that are better. And things like just the rule of not leaving passive aggressive notes is a nice rule. Always say it to somebody's face. Things like that.
Yeah, try and...
I just be nice about it. Like, I lived with a housemate recently. Yeah, there were times when like she was like, boring housemate thing. Could we do? And I didn't mind that because it was like, okay, yeah, I'll clear that. I'll take the bins out or whatever. But it's when it's framed in a, could we all try? And you're like, I know this is directed at me, so why don't you just say it to me?
Yes. I think the top tip for those people is find each other.
Mm. I mean, yeah, sure.
Top tip.
Very, very difficult tip. But lovely tip. And then all the scatty people will live together. Actually, that's fine.
Fine. And then they'll work themselves out and be like, oh, shit. One of them will be the worst, right?
Yeah.
So then each time a scatty group get together, one will rise to the top.
Survival of the fittest.
Realise how hopeless it is to be scatty. Evolution of the fittest. The least scatty will survive.
Yeah.
Become a gooden.
Yeah.
And then the scatty...
They can go and live with the uptight arseholes.
And then another... It will keep going like this. They won't live with the uptight arseholes. They live in this like plateau in the middle where all the good people are.
So the good people, that's what I mean to call them.
So everyone in the uptight group... Is trying good to come people. Down. No, they're trying to come down to the good, cool group.
The cool people, yeah. That you're like,
and the scatty
so
group are trying to come up to this level.
Yeah,
I'm just really trying to knock.
Essentially, you've got to
this.
Live with people who are similar to you, and if you don't, you just have to make it work however you can. I mean, we've solved it, so that's
done. That's lunch, people.
But actually, what I'm more interested in is I want to hear everyone's worst housemate stories. So what I did this podcast for, so I can feel better about myself. Please don't comment on anything that you've heard that I've done and shout at me, because I don't need that, okay?
Yeah.
I've given up wine. I don't need that. I want to hear everyone's housemate stories, please. Please tweet me. At Stevie M, the S is a 5 for the optimum number of housemates. I don't think it is.
Or for this.
High five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer that. And tweet Tessa as well.
It's at Tessa Coates.
Very simple.
No numbers.
Email us, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. Pop a rate or a review on iTunes, because that's really helping, actually. It's really helping us be able to be searched for and found on the... Also, we just want to be number one in all of the charts, really.
We want to be number one. We want to be Ed Sheeran. Is that so much to ask?
So much to ask.
God, he's been there for long enough, Ed.
Ed... I bet he'd be good to live with. Anyway.
Would he? I think he'd play you a lot of his jams.
Oh, don't.
I think he'd wake you up to be like, hey, I've thought of a new song.
Look at my loop pedal.
No. Is that the thing he presses with his foot?
Yes, the loop pedal.
Mm. I think it'd be quite hard work. There'd be a lot of things. A lot of his stuff would be in the living room.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of loop pedals.
But you'd be very rich, so...
Fine.
Swings and roundabouts. If you think you are in the top level group, the what Stevie's calling the uptight crowd.
No, I'm calling them angels.
And I'm calling them the tidy gang.
Tidy gang, my friends.
They're not.
I'm
obviously in the scatty group. Yes, if you are up there, let's hear how your top tips for how to be better.
Oh, yes. Maybe then we'll just like compile some sort of article or something. I'm not making any sense. Okay, great. Yes, please get in touch. And also just, if you're having trouble with your housemates, then just...
Everyone's just a person doing their best. Give them a hug, for goodness sake.
Unless they're really gross, and then give yourself a hug.
Yeah, everyone's just trying. You're doing so well.
Doing
you
so
hang
well.
In there, champ. You're doing your best. Okay, thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.